Welcome back, Lister sisters, Lister misters, and Lister listeners to Top Hat Topics. I'm your host, Jen Snyder, and with me as always,
Kristen Hughes.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, you probably thought that this was a defunct and void podcast. It has been abandoned puppy by the side of the road.
But alas.
Here we are.
We're back. Season 2 of Gentleman Jack is on its way.
We're very excited.
Silent applause. We're very excited. So we figured it was time for us to get back on our bullshit and go ahead and start working this muscle back out. Because when the show comes back out, it's weekly or nothing.
Right.
We got to stay ahead of the curve.
These children, they're so tech savvy.
I know. We'll never be children, but we've got more character.
Not anymore. For sure. Very much feeling my age. So it's been a year since we've talked to everybody.
It has. It's been a year since we did quarantine reunion. Actually, more than a year. Yeah. But yeah, it's been over a year since we've done quarantine reunion, and we're ready to get back in the swing of things. Just in case everybody knows, there is actually a myriad of reasons why we weren't as available to do a podcast over the hiatus. But news updates from everybody. Jen, why don't you tell everybody what's been going on with your life?
Well, the last we were together, I was all alone and Kristen was with Amanda. But guess what, you guys? They got married.
And guess who officiated our wedding?
Surprise, surprise.
Jen motherfucking Snyder.
Right. Which is not a brag.
Kind of. It should be. It was legendary.
It was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to in my entire life. It was so magical.
It was a beautiful day, full of love and all the things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Our friends, booze, and drag queens.
It was really cool.
And love, and of love. Course.
Yeah, you know, that was like my biggest thing for y'all's wedding is that I wanted y'all to have a good time. You know, because like a lot of time a wedding can feel like a real drag.
I feel like so many people put weddings on for other people.
Yeah.
They put weddings on to meet the expectations of other people. And somehow the things that make the love that's being celebrated so special get lost in an attempt to please everyone or to meet some sort of unwritten expectation.
Yeah, well, it was definitely untraditional. Let's say that from the...
It was.
Was that a brewery? That was pretty special.
Savage Craft Ale Works.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo.
On a big stage. My favorite part of it is that, so Kristen and Amanda's wedding's at a brewery. They have a big outdoor stage. Everybody is, like, from the wedding is sitting on, like, the lawn in front of the stage. But the brewery is still open. So the rest of the straight people are watching us like a fucking queer zoo. There was a few elbows like, look at this shit.
But everybody seemed to enjoy it.
Right. And there was a big cheers when we were done at the end.
Yeah, and J-Lo told us that after the ceremony, like when we walked off and then all of us, the wedding party, we were waiting for our surprise limo that we had no idea was coming to show up. She said that a mother brought her 6-year-old little boy over to her and asked if they could have one of our wedding koozies because that little boy thought that our wedding was like the most amazing thing that he had ever seen. J-Lo said that he just had this big smile on his face and that he was like, I didn't know that women could get married, but this is the most fun thing I've ever seen. And I saw that there are koozies. Can I have one? And she was like, I told him and his mama that they could have koozies. And that meant so much to us.
That's
like,
beautiful.
You know, like this little 6-year-old boy was like, they're playing Star Wars music. Two women are getting married. Somebody just quoted Hamilton.
I don't think many people got that. Also, it was really funny because I'm really loud. And so when I spoke and said, ladies and gentlemen, I saw people visibly jump. Like they were like, oh God.
I know that my grandparents were two of those people because I just sort of saw them like lean back a little bit.
I guess that's not how you open weddings. I don't know. You said do what you wanted.
I loved it. We thought it was great. Mm. And the Hamilton opener, I mean, it was just really a nice touch.
I almost quoted The Princess Bride, but I didn't want to make it too silly.
True.
Marriage is what brings us together.
Honestly, we thought that there was a chance that you would do Princess Bride. And as you know, we would have been happy with that.
You put zero limitations on me, which you wouldn't believe how much pressure that is. You know what I mean? Like, guidelines. I need...
If you get married, a bin bitch.
Yeah.
Put some guidelines.
Yeah, right. I didn't say bitch in your wedding vows, which I was really proud of. You bitches, y'all good with this?
That would have been fine, too.
I know, you really, literally would have been okay with whatever I did.
Well, that was why we asked you
to
do it, because you're our best friend. Yeah. Like, you know us so well. You've spent so much time with us. You... love us.
I do.
You're a witness of our relationship and our love. And we both individually and together share so much love and joy.
That's true.
With you and our own unique relationship with you. And we just felt like no better person could join us together.
You're going to make me cry.
As like, you. And that's the truth.
Yeah. I love you both in a separately. It's funny that we both have our... We both have our own personal relationships in and above y'all's. Did you think I would bring up the tubing story?
It was not top of mind, but I wasn't surprised.
That's a good analogy for your relationship.
I mean, it really is. I mean, and probably most of the people listening to this have no idea what this tubing story is, so now might be a great time.
I'm going to tell it. In Columbia, we have a big river, and one of the big things to do in the summer is to go tubing. And one time, me and Kristen and Amanda and our good friend Lainey, we all went tubing together. And it is very fun. You bring snacks. I tube in style. I got an umbrella. I have snacks. I have my smokables. I have my drinkables. You know, I do it right. Got a speaker for the... We got to have tunes. We got to have music.
It's a good time. It's a good all time. Day.
All day.
Fun in the sun.
3 or 4 hours. And it's not a big river. There's not a lot. There's a few rapids. It's not really, you know.
I mean, if it's been raining, it can get real.
It can get real. It can. but this was not that day. And it kind of forks at one point. And you kind of, if you go down the wrong way, it's just brush. You can't really go down that way. It's just not doable. And it to the right is where you go down. And we were cutting up and having a good time. And we kept getting closer and closer to this area that's off to the left. And Kristen is getting more and more concerned. And the more concerned she gets, the more Amanda laughs. And the more Amanda laughs, the more pissed and concerned Kristen gets. And at one point, she just screams out, "We're all going to die!"
We had already passed the fork at that point. Let us not forget that at this point, there was no easy way to turn back.
Did we get caught in a branch? Yes. We got caught in a branch in the rocky part of the river where we could go no more. But we did not die.
We did not die. I have a particular proclivity over-dramatize and catastrophize. I have a real flair for the theater, darling. But I was concerned, like, because even if we got past all that brush, that whole side and part of the river is actually dangerous.
Yeah, and it's rough, and we got it.
Like, I was looking out for my homies.
I love you dearly, because, like, you know, did we understand your concern? Yes. Did we laugh at you? Yes, we laughed at you. But, and she was kind of mad at Amanda, but, you know, we stopped, had a nice snack. Had a little laugh.
A little drink.
A little smoke. And then after that, everybody's been in a great mood, and we went back down the river.
I made Amanda recover all of our equipment to go back to the correct route.
And true to the woman you married, she did that shit.
She did. She was like, deserved.
You're right.
Deserved. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
But I thought it was a great representation of y'all's relationship, because, you know, one of you is going to overreact and the other one's probably going to underreact, and we're probably going to wind up in the bushes, but we'll be okay.
Always. And I mean, in any given situation, you can count on one of us to be the overreactor and the other one of us to be the voice of reason or the roaster. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I'm the overreactor and Amanda is the roaster.
Every once in a while, though.
Every once in a while.
She'll keep you on your toes like that. That's what I love
about
her.
Yeah.
But it was a fun trip, and I thought it was a good representation of y'all's relationship, and so I decided to throw it into your wedding so people can get a glimpse into how y'all are.
And it was really obvious how well everybody in the crowd knew me, because as soon as Jen got to the part where I was like, "We're gonna die!" you could visibly see everybody in the audience be like, "That's on brand."
It's very on brand. I have seen that. It was, overall, it was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. The flowers were beautiful, the pictures are great, your friends getting you a limo, and then we went down to the place where they were taking pictures, and there just happened to be a band down there, and as soon as they saw Amanda and Kristen, they played Here Comes the Bride. It was really cool, like, it was a day full of magic.
It really was, and we're just grateful to have had all the people with us that we did. Like, that was really what made it the best day ever, is that we... You know, we could have easily went to the courthouse, and that's honestly, like, kind of more who Amanda and I are anyway. Like, okay. We're not really the ones to put on a bunch of pomp and circumstance. We're the type of people that instead of, like, spending money on a wedding, we're like, screw that. Like, we could go to Europe for 10 days.
Right.
But we have such a special kind of bond with our friends, and all of our friends, even if they're not in, like, the same groups or the same cliques, when you get everybody together...
It's a good time, baby. It's a good time.
It's the best time, and it was just a day full of love and just joy. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better, and it was really the people who love us and showed up for us that made it such a special day.
Well, you manifested your day. The day before, I asked Kristen and Amanda, I was like, what do you want from your day? And one of you said joy, and the other one just said love, and I think that...
That's exactly what we got.
Yeah. And Kristen's, all of Kristen's friends are, you know, and Amanda's friends, like, they, perfect mesh, you know. I was excited to see several of your best friends who don't live in Columbia. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, same thing with Amanda, like, all her military buddies were there dressed in their uniforms for the wedding. It was cool, man. It was cool. It was fun. The cake was on point. Get you a nothing bunt cake. That was amazing.
Yeah, anybody who's having a wedding coming up, like, just get you a beautiful cake with your wedding flowers in the middle of it from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
It was good.
We just got one big two-tiered cake, and then we got a whole bunch of buntlets.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to deal with, like, cutting a cake. Everybody got to get what flavor they wanted of buntlet.
And there were so many, right, there were so many left over. Amanda was like, get you some cake on the way out the door. And I was like, yeah, thank you. The bride said.
Say no more, fam.
Right. I got a couple and we walked right on out. it was a beautiful day and I was so happy. So, Kristen got married, you guys, and it was good. It was needed.
It was. It was also the first time that, like, everybody had really gotten together for anything since COVID.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
And it was, I know, I got sick, and it was...
We provided masks.
Yeah, I thought, like, it was well done.
Yeah, we thought that, you know, it would be a good thing for us to provide masks at the door. The ceremony was outside, but... We had the reception inside. I mean, those big barn doors were open, but...
Everybody behaved themselves.
Yes.
The tables were big, and everybody, you know, it was really chill. They had a drag show in the middle. Kristen's best friend did a drag number with the drag queens, which was...
As her gift to me.
It was very cool.
Big shout out to some South Carolina drag queens, Miss Anaya DeVore.
Right.
Miss Elena DeVore.
Yeah.
And Miss Sapphire LaFerris, our beautiful jumping bean, who turned it out.
It was something I'd never seen before.
I've
been gay a long time.
Right?
It was my first drag show.
What's so funny is that we've actually run in to some other lesbian couples in town that we're not very close with. We just, like, know.
Yeah.
And they're, like, mad.
That
we had drag queens at the wedding, and they're like, y'all took it. And I'm like, or we just started a trend. Like, you have drag queens at your wedding.
Right.
Like, give these beautiful human beings in our community all your money.
And let's do it.
Especially for lesbian weddings, because any drag queen out there will tell you that ain't nobody tip like the lesbians do.
It's true. It's true.
I don't know what it is.
Well, I feel like as queer people, we can do what we want now, right? Because we don't. I hate when people follow tradition. I'm like, we don't have to follow tradition.
No.
There's no traditions for us. Let's make
this our own.
Yeah. We do what we want now.
Which is kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to meet any expectations except for our own.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry straight people don't play paintball before weddings, but this is our tradition.
Right?
And this is what we do. So, Grandma, nut up and get this fucking air rifle and respect our gay traditions, okay?
Yes.
Like, in lesbian weddings, we play paintball before the, I don't know.
I mean, I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of mad that we didn't do paintball before the wedding. That would have been a good time.
I mean, you know, it was a bit traditional in the sense you both wore white, you know, which, like, you know, bold choice.
Which was not a plan. That was not the plan, though, as
that
you know.
Both, oh,
I
yeah,
just
yeah.
waited too long. We both waited too long to get our wedding outfits.
They look so good, though. And
especially Amanda. Like,
yeah.
Let me be the first to say, my beautiful bride
crushed it.
The suit that she had on.
The vest and the
The brooch.
Yeah. It was a look. It was a vibe.
I mean, pretty much all of our friends, it was pretty obvious. They were like, Kristen, you look beautiful, but Amanda.
I mean,
it was a cool
outfit. It wasn't what I would wear, but even I was like, yeah, that's dope.
That's the business.
Yeah. Yeah. It was beautiful. And they came out to their own, you know, music that was cool. You came out to something from the Labyrinth, right?
I walked out to something from the Labyrinth, yes. Yeah.
And Amanda came out to what?
As the world falls down. Amanda came out to...
What was that? Is that... What was that song? Bittersweet Symphony?
Yes, Bittersweet Symphony. I had it in my mind.
No, I could hear the song, but I couldn't. I was like...
She did Bittersweet Symphony, which... I loved so much because, like, when I was a little girl, you know, like, every little female child, we, like, think about our wedding at
right.
some point, especially in the South, because that's all our mamas care about.
That's true. That's so true.
Is marrying us off. Like, I remember being, like, 13, 14 years old and loving Bittersweet Symphony so much and being like, one day I'm going to walk out to the intro to this song. And Amanda ended up choosing it, and it was just perfect.
Yeah.
And then we walked out after Jen married us to the throne room score from Star Wars: A New Hope.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I was so nervous after that. I wasn't even paying attention. Like it was.
It was time for a beverage.
Yeah. That was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it had been a long day up to that point. Like, by the time it was over, we were all just ready to have a good time.
Right. And, well, originally y'all were going to do your own vows, and then when you didn't do that, it was real short. It was one of the shortest weddings on history.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this? Okay, cool. Do you want to hear this tube story? All right, yeah. I quoted Dolly Parton. Do you do it? Do you don't? Yeah, let's go. And that's pretty much y'all's whole wedding.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I mean...
And yet, Jen gained so many new fans. Like, Jen just can't believe that they're up here talking for 10 minutes, and so many people after the wedding were just like, that was the most amazing wedding ceremony I've ever witnessed.
Right,
you're
and I was
incredible.
Like, did you not hear the tube story? I think I brought up fruit snacks. Like, I mean, come on, guys. I don't know, it was fun. It was a good day, and it was one of the best
weddings.
It was
just so genuine.
It was y'all, through and through.
It was perfect.
It was. And it was great to see everybody. That was my favorite part.
Yes.
Seeing all y'all's people. Because y'all got both. Y'all are purveyors and collectors.
We are.
Of really good, weird people. But
I promise you, if you ever get to hang around my wife and I, there is no better way to describe the people that we love the most than a true motley crew.
Oh my God. Eclectic.
Eclectic.
Some real weirdos in there.
But the best weirdos you'll ever meet.
It's true. It's very true.
It's just never a dull moment, for sure.
Yeah. I was exhausted after y'all's wedding.
Same. I mean, we didn't even go out that night.
Yeah. I didn't even drink. I had like one glass.
Oh, I left. When we left the wedding, I had not had one bite of the food that we paid for, and I was sober. Everybody wanted to go out after. We decided to go back to our hotel room. We had matching wedding panties. Let me just throw that out there now.
Which is gay tradition.
It's gay tradition. We had matching wedding panties, which were really just white Calvin Klein boxer briefs. I can hear my wife laughing in the other room. She's enjoying the story. And we stood at the end of the bed at the hotel we stayed at downtown in our matching Calvin Klein wedding panties, eating a pizza, and opening up our wedding cards.
That's the way to do it.
And honestly, like, I can't think of...
I can't imagine going out after your wedding. I literally could not.
I can't either. And so many people did. And, like, you know...
I wish I was young again.
Cheers to you people.
Right. I used to be young. I might have done that 10 years ago.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But once I hit my peak, there's no uptick after that. It's just all downhill.
Dude, I'm domesticated now, so I like, I'm good by 8.
Domesticated now? That leads me right into our next point of business. Enough about me. Enough about me. You may have caught our dear Jen saying, we, us. Domesticated.
I really like saying those
a few times. And Jen's got some big news. This is just yet another reason why we haven't been able to get it together and get a podcast on.
I met a girl. Y'all met a lady, a woman.
A lady woman.
A lady woman. She is a lady woman. I met somebody amazing. I met the coolest person in the entire world. And yeah, we've been together over a year now. A little over a year, not much.
And it's a beautiful thing to behold.
Oh, stop.
Our very own Jen Snyder is very happy.
It's been a hot minute. And not just, I mean, I know you're not supposed to, like, oh, someone else can't bring you happiness, which I get. And you can't be, you know, happy unless you're happy with yourself. But it's boring playing Scrabble alone.
And maybe impossible.
Right. I kept winning. I'm brilliant.
Damn it.
Damn it. No, she's amazing. She's smart. She's funny. We have that thing that you and Amanda have where you are fucking weird. And, you know, but it's like the perfect, you know, that's y'all's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You speak your own little.
Yeah. It's all giggles.
Right.
It's all giggles all the time.
Right. And that's how we
are. You ain't got nothing if you can't laugh at the tragedy of life.
Right.
Together.
And that's the whole thing. You know, I think that's what is so amazing about finding the right person. Like, all of a sudden my time became precious. And now I just want to be home with my person. You know, chilling out with our dog. That's all I ever wanted was a girlfriend and a dog.
I feel that.
And I got both now, and it's the best. We watch TV and eat snacks. That's why I'm so fat. I got so fat, you guys. I'm glad you can't see this. It's just a microphone.
I disagree.
It's so chunks, man. But, like...
From where I actually think that you look like the healthiest I've ever seen you.
It's the happiness, dude. It's the happiness.
I feel you. I mean, I've gained 70 pounds since being with Amanda. I mean, we've been together for 7 years. So yeah. That's like 10 pounds a year. But everybody tells me that I look the happiest that I've ever looked. So happiness is a different...
It's a whole nother thing.
It's a different glow.
Right.
It's a different vibe.
Right. And you know, you really do eat more as... Because, like, you gotta feed your baby. Like, that's what my whole thing is, like, she has to eat, like, every day.
And food is such a love language.
It is. It really is.
Especially for you.
Yeah, you
and
too.
And for me, too. Like, we are people that love to cook.
Yeah.
For the people that we love.
Right.
And if we got somebody to cook for regularly, one thing about us
is we're going to cook.
We're going to turn it out.
Right. I don't know, man. Just that feeling of having somebody to take care of and to also be taken care of. Like, she filled up my gas tank one day. Like, she took my car, and then when she brought it back, it had a full tank of gas. I have never in my life been spoiled like that. Maybe, like...
Well, first of all, that's how it should be. Well, second of all, I'm glad you got that.
It was really nice. It really was, like...
She's a good lady woman.
She is a good lady woman. She's a... I'll tell you one of my favorite stories about her. When our first date, I was really nervous, because she's a lawyer. She's a fancy person. She got real person.
Oh, know. Yes.
And she's good at it. She's smart. She's really beautiful. And, like, here's how I know she's beautiful. Because every time I show somebody a picture, they're like, oh, my God, she's really pretty. Like, they're surprised. Like, they thought I'd just show up with any old heifer-moose that would have me.
Not a heifer-moose.
Bitch, I know that I am a 3 with a GED, but I wanted a 10 with a college degree, and I got it. Didn't stop till I got it. Okay? Dream big. but no, I thought she was fancy, right? I'm like, this chick's fancy. She's a lawyer. She probably makes a lot of money, you know, and I don't really make a lot of money being a comic, but I do what I love. So I was like, okay, my best friend works at the Melting Pot, which is like a fondue restaurant. where like they bring out hot oil and you put little pieces of meat in it and you cook the meat. And it takes a long time and it's real fancy. It's real expensive. So I set it all up. I take her out to the first date. I bought an umbrella because it was raining and I couldn't show up without an umbrella to take this woman. I mean, like, I worked so hard. You got flowers, the whole deal. So I pick her up, I take her, and we're on the way to the restaurant. She's like, "What kind of restaurant is this?" And I was like, "It's fondue, you know." She's like, "Well, I've never had fondue. What's fondue?" And she's like, I was like, "You know, you kind of, they bring it to the table and you cook it yourself." And she's like, and she laughed. And I was like, that's a weird reaction. So we sit down at the table, the waiter comes over and he starts talking about it. And he brings over the pot and starts talking about how he's going to put it together and then we can dip the things in. And I literally swear to God, the first thing out of her mouth goes, "We got to cook it ourselves."
You had told her that, though.
I know, she didn't believe me. And she was so pissed that we were at this we're at this fancy, expensive restaurant, and you gotta cook it yourself?
That's part of the fun, though.
I don't know, it's just funny to me that she said that, and ever after that, I was like...
I mean, I feel like also, that's very on brand to her personality.
It is.
Like, I can totally see her reacting to that.
She does, she doesn't, that's one of the things I love about her, she doesn't hesitate to speak her mind. She says exactly what she's thinking.
Which... I applaud, especially in any woman.
Right. Because women are taught not to do that.
Exactly. Especially in the South.
Yeah. I don't know where she gets her confidence from, but it's a beauty to behold.
Oh, really? I totally agree with that.
She's very smart. She's very well read. That's another thing I like about her. She reads like 2 books a week.
That's what I like about her, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're well read.
The first time we met, we instantly recognized a number of qualities in each other.
I don't know what it is about a woman that reads. That shit's sexy. It's like, oh, bitch, you be learning and stuff.
You be knowing shit.
No, I love it. Our library and our house is ridiculous. Yeah, we moved in together. We live together. Like, I guess I should have thought. I don't know. It's all so new, and I'm so excited.
I mean, in lesbian terms, though, it's been over a year now.
Yeah, right.
So.
It's a good, solid relationship.
It's really a thing.
It really is. You know, I was almost nervous that it wasn't going to be... This is a terrible story, but I'm just going to tell it. The first time I ever went to her house to visit her, I literally had my period and I accidentally bled on her couch.
No.
Dude, you remember, I called you like
so
upset. I do, but
I was upset. Trying to be surprised. I remember.
I called you in tears, dude. I was like, this is it. This is never going to happen again, you know. Like, and she was so cool about it and so nice. And I said to you then, I was like, this is either that was it or this is forever because there is no in between.
And if you recall, I told you that I was putting my money on forever.
Right.
Because I have a very similar story with Amanda. The first time we ever hooked up, we turned the lights on and it looked like a murder scene. Oh, and I thought for sure that she was just going to be like, get out. And here we are.
Yeah.
Married. Over 7 years later, married. Just a couple of mamas.
Well, I mean, I get, you know, as women, you know, that's something that happens. But we're so trained to be ashamed of it.
We are.
You know, that I think that was like, for me, I was really worried that that wasn't going to. But then she was so cool about it.
Amanda calls it imprinting. So just take it on your, take it as your evolutionary territory marking.
Oh my God.
It's bound in blood now.
And who knew, but it all worked out. And now, you know, over a year later, we're still so very happy.
I'm like, so happy for you, buddy.
Thank you.
I've never seen you this happy. It's amazing.
I don't think I've ever been this happy, honestly. And I've had good relationships. Don't get me wrong. It's not like every person I've ever dated was, you know, so the last real relationship I had just ended amicably after like 6 years, which I still speak to them, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. She's got a boyfriend.
But this is different.
It is so
it's
different.
It's always a little different.
It is so different. I don't think I've ever met anybody that kind of got my silly. You know, like, people have enjoyed my silly. You know?
Yeah.
It's a different thing when somebody really...
Gets it.
They speak your silly.
They know where it comes from.
Right. They can speak it back to you.
They can identify with your silly.
Yeah, that's how y'all are. See, that's how I knew y'all were going to have a great marriage and relationship is because you guys are so in sync in that kind of way. And you speak your own weirdo language.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I can pick up on it. I've heard it.
Just like, I dabble.
I
dabble in y'all's weird-ass language.
I can speak a little bit to both of you.
I can understand what you're saying.
Right. But, like, you guys really appreciate each other. And I think that's what Annie and I have found, is that we just have that connection, that bond, that, I don't know. I didn't know that I'd ever find it. I was kind of worried I wouldn't.
And yet, here we are.
Here we are, a year later.
So happy for you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
So the point here is, listeners, is that Jen and I have been unable to create a podcast because we've been lifing pretty hard, but also pretty happily, so not a loss. But that being said, we're both pretty settled in where we are. I think a lot of the excitement and the rush of all the good things happening has settled down a little bit. Season 2 of Gentleman Jack is coming back.
We're pumped.
We're super pumped, just like all of you. We're very excited to bring it back. We're gonna bring back our weekly episode recaps, of course. And it's just amazing. I mean, you know, as soon as Saran Jones and the Daily Mail over in the UK dropped all of those pictures when they did the reveal of when it was going to be starting.
Right.
We still don't have an exact date, but they said spring. And last time it started in April. So
that is when spring is.
Yes, that is when spring is. So we're thinking it's coming in the next maybe 2 months. We're trying to get geared up.
I wonder how long it takes them to shoot just one episode. Probably a couple months, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, but I also know that, like, the filming structure, it's not linear, like, how we watch it.
Right.
They film, like, if they have a whole series of shots that need to be shot in this one field, they're going to go ahead and shoot all of those, and then they just put them into editing where they need to go.
Right.
So I don't even know if I could, like, dial down the filming time by episode. No, it's over. Okay. Like, it's been over since the end of summer. It's been editing. But, you know, they had a huge hiatus because of COVID.
Yeah, didn't everybody?
Yeah. It's been a rough go, everyone.
It's been 2 years, and that weirds me out sometimes.
We're going into our third year right now.
Wow.
It's insane. Actually, Jen, if you recall, we were together the weekend, the last weekend before the world shut down.
When we went to the golf place?
That was when we did Top Golf. Yeah. We went to what's now, I guess, not Market on Main, but it used to be Michael's on Main.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called now. Sorry, Columbia Business, but anybody from Columbia will know exactly what we're talking about. We went there and had brunch. We had some mimosas. We went and played Top Golf. We enjoyed a cheesecake and a carrot cake. We basked in the sun.
We enjoyed some mimosas.
We say some very loosely.
That was such a fun day. And then after that, it was just like,
it was over. I mean, the last time that we went out was that Sunday. I think you came out and saw us that day too, because Christy was out.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Cantina. We once again had some mimosas.
Some mimosas.
And that was March 12th.
And
it was
that,
on March 13th that they closed everything in the United States down.
It's been a weird time to be alive.
Yeah, I feel like most of us were born during the fuck around period, and now we're in the prime of our life during the find out period.
Oof. Well, at least we have Gentleman Jack to look forward to.
Yes, we do. And honestly, like, just the energy from everybody is getting me more hype than anything. Like, seeing all the pages, come back to life. Not that they haven't been alive anyway. I mean, we're all, like, such a tight-knit group of people all over the world.
People have gotten married over the show.
Yes.
Several. It's not just, like, one couple met because of this fucking show. But
shout,
like,
out Brenda and Michelle.
Yeah, like, several different couples.
Shout out to our beautiful Lucinda and Lucia, who are making it work cross-country.
How
still.
How do they do that with the same damn sound and names? Lucinda and Lucia.
Two beautiful warrior goddesses.
They're the best. They're so awesome. But that's an amazing thing for a show to do, is bring people together. So the whole theme of this episode really is love.
It's all about love.
Yeah. And then, you know, she had a baby, can't, why am I blanking on her name?
Who had a baby?
You know.
Sophie Rundle? Sophie. Our little cinnamon roll.
Sophie had a baby, yes.
Yeah. So I'm tracking now.
Yeah. And I feel like now that I've seen Saran Jones and Gentleman Jack, I see her in a lot of shit. I'm always like, oh my God, Saran Jones!
That's my girl!
Yeah, it's, I don't know, maybe she's always been acting and I just hadn't known.
She has been. Have you watched Dr. Foster yet? Mm-mm. On Netflix?
No.
Can I just tell you that, like, probably after the second episode of Gentleman Jack, Amanda and I got so strung out on her. Like, we were like, we have to watch everything this woman has ever been in. And both of us were so confused because, like, Amanda and I are both a little bit Anglophile. Like, we love British television. Like, we have BritBox. You know, we enjoy British television more than what is necessarily offered here in America. Fair. Amanda lived in England for a couple years.
Yeah.
So we were both just like confused that we didn't really know who she was. And the first thing that we watched other than Gentleman Jack was Dr. Foster. And we sat there and watched the entire series. All of it in like 3 days.
She's very captivating. She's a great actress.
Get on that Dr. Foster.
Get on that Dr. Foster.
You ain't ready.
Oh, okay.
You ain't ready.
Will Annie enjoy it as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Most definitely.
I do enjoy British. I mean, like, I've always been a huge AbFab fan. Absolutely Fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, their humor is different.
It is. Have you... It's on HBO Max, and you use mine, so I know that you have access to it. Have you seen Ghosts on HBO Max? No, not the American one.
Oh.
The American one is garbage.
It's garbage. It was
it's
so
garbage.
Bad.
The original from the BBC is on HBO
Max. Okay, I'm going to watch it next.
Jen.
It's much better.
When Gretchen was sick.
Yeah.
And we were so upset and we didn't know what was going to happen. That show saved us. Like, we sat there and watched all three seasons in like two nights.
Yeah.
Honest to God, it is one of the funniest things that either of us have ever seen.
Well, I'm going to watch it tonight.
And the American version, sorry, CBS.
It's not funny.
I really wish that America would stop trying to take British sitcoms and turn them into American sitcoms. That only worked one time. And that was with The Office.
I watched like four or five episodes really trying to give it a chance.
Of the American version?
Yeah.
It was garbage. We watched two and we were like, how dare they?
Because you'd already watched the BBC.
Yes, all of it. And we were like not even comparable, honestly.
Well, we owe the Brits a lot. It's not just
literally.
Tea. Literally. History funnies.
History jokes for 1,000.
Right. So, we're really grateful for all the listeners. Sorry we didn't really talk about Gentleman Jack much this episode. We should have went more into it. But we're trying to explain why we haven't done an episode in a while.
Yeah, and full disclosure, Jen wasn't feeling great last weekend, and that was when we had my birthday celebration. So, Jen couldn't make it out, but we were sitting at home today, and Jen decided to come over and hang out with us, bring me my birthday present. And it was my beautiful wife's idea that we go ahead and do our welcome back. Welcome to season 2 podcast today.
And I think you've all come to expect a little bit of shenanigans from us that isn't always directly related to... Yeah, I think they watch other or listen to other podcasts for like the facts.
Yeah.
We're not really...
we've got some facts, but this is mostly about...
Entertainment.
Enjoying.
Right.
This is about the enjoyment. We want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
We want to make you feel like you're... watching shit with your buddies on the couch at home.
And we're kind of funny.
Kinda.
We're real funny.
We're real funny.
Damn it.
But especially Jen.
No, especially you, friend.
No.
But we're just so grateful to our listeners. And even if you listen to this at all and you've made it this far, bless you and welcome back. And we promise to give you some good episodes coming up when the show starts back.
We'll be bringing it back. I expect we'll probably have a couple more out before the show starts. Maybe we'll do like a full season recap for any new listeners
that
we gain.
We can do that.
I feel like our Lister sisters and misters will
enjoy
a recap.
We should do that. We should watch a couple episodes and clips and yeah, we'll do that. give a couple out to you before, and we'll recap the last season and talk shit about it and be looking for the next one.
Yeah.
Talk shit in a good way, not in a bad
way. And if y'all have any ideas about stuff you'd like to hear before the season starts, hit us up on Facebook. Message us on Facebook.
What's our email?
This is really embarrassing, everyone. it's been so long since we've said it.
just keep talking and then you can just...
I'm just going to keep talking while edit this out or something. Double check on that.
Top Hat Topics.
It's Top Hat Topics @gmail.com.
I think it is.
I think it is too. Y'all just ignore us. This is actually really embarrassing, but hopefully it only adds to our charm.
We got deep into the birthday Madeira, if we're being honest.
Well, we did. The Madeira has been involved. Cheers, friends.
Cheers, friend. Happy birthday.
Yes.
And
happy happiness.
Thanks for coming back. Look for new episodes. We'll be coming out soon. And we really love you and we all appreciate you.
And happy Almost Gentleman Jack Day.
Yes.
Woohoo! All right, y'all. We'll talk soon.
Jaunty gay walking until then.
Ta-ta.